Thank you for calling Family First. This is Valeria speaking.
Hi, Valeria. How are you?
Good morning. May I know who I'm
speaking with? It's Dorothy.
Oh, hi.
Oh, sorry. I'm so silly. It's Dorothy Ocotney, Robert Fasalo's caretaker.
Don't worry. Thank you so much for calling me back, Dorothy. I'm doing good. How are you?
I have the flu, but we're getting through it.
Okay, Dorothy. Yes, I was calling because we received a phone call from the service coordinator that she was trying to speak with you and with the client. But
I missed your call because I was on the phone with Miss Tina.
With the service coordinator.
She's the service coordinator, yes.
Thanks. Thank you for letting me know.
We have an appointment for Monday at 1 p.m. for Bob to be reevaluated and have his discharge visit. So they're going to try to get us approved for more hours so we can get a second nurse in here.
Got it. Okay, sounds good.
Yes, wonderful. And I sung your praises to her and told her how happy I am with these. She said, are you happy with this agency? I said, oh, very happy.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm glad to know that.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Dorothy, I'm glad to know.
Everything okay with my mess up? I'm horrible at clocking in, clocking out. I am not good at this, but I do the adjustment. Is that okay?
Yes, you're just learning, so take your time, okay? You will be
I just have to get in the routine. Yep, exactly. I'll get in the routine eventually. Like today, I didn't even, I was on the phone all morning. I never clocked in. I got to clock in now, but we'll get her done.
Right. Okay, Dorothy, thank you so much for calling me back and for letting me know that you already spoke with the service coordinator. I really, really hope you get better soon, okay?
Oh, thank you. Yes, yes. We're eating up the DayQuil and the pain meds and just my body knows I don't have time for this, so we're going to beat it out quickly. Don't worry. My poor kid has been sick for 4 days. I just got sick the night before. And was really sick yesterday. I feel a whole lot better already today. I have a very strong immune system. I almost never get sick. So hopefully by tomorrow, this is really kicked out of me, but I feel a lot better. I'm just staying ahead of it. Luckily, I have all these back problems. I think that's saving me because I take gabapentin and stuff. So all the body aches and things, I've just been eating my pain meds and I'm doing just fine. So my poor daughter though, oof. She is really sick. I feel horrible for her. Hopefully by the weekend, everything will be all clear. And we'll see how, I'm watching Bob very closely for symptoms. A friend of mine, my mother actually, dropped off a handful of face masks that she found in her drawer since we don't have any here. So now I've got a face mask to wear when I go down at least. I've just been trying to keep my distance from him the last day. And, you know, hope that he doesn't catch it, but because we are on two different floors, you know, it's not like we're down there together, so hopefully he'll avoid. But I'll let you know if he does take a turn. I'm just going to take him. I'm not going to mess around with it at home. I'm taking him straight to the hospital if he gets sick because this is really painful, and I want him to have good care and fluids and stuff if need be. So if anything happens, I will let you guys know when he gets moved over, okay?
Right, I really
so far, so good, though. So far, so good. He's been himself. Yes, yes. So I'm really hoping I'm pretty good on universal precautions in general. I always wash my hands and stuff, and I wipe his table off with a Clorox wipe every day. So hopefully that will just keep him from catching this, you know?
Got it.
Yeah. Okay. All righty. Well, thanks for your time, and thanks for connecting me with Miss Tina. She, you know, Keystone First doesn't even have his updated address. They have no phone number on file for him. Nothing.
Right. But you
insane.
Do have, like, same number, right?
I have to go to the county assistance and update everything for him now, I guess, is what Tina said. Nothing gets updated at Keystone if it's not updated at county assistance. I'm like, how could this not be in there properly? He has home health aides, you know, I mean, two companies coming here. Boy, they. But, yep, just one more thing for my list. It's okay.
Okay, Dorothy, I really appreciated your time.
No, I appreciate you.
And, okay, and if anything, keep me posted, okay?
I will. Thanks for being such a great teammate. I really am so grateful for you guys. I know it's not much just to have a conversation with somebody and just, you know what I mean? Like, you're not even doing anything per se, but just feeling like I have a little family team at work, you know what I mean? Like, nice people that I work with, it really makes all the difference that I'm not just stranded here alone. So thank you very much for everything you've done. You've been great, Valeria. Absolutely great.
Okay, I'm glad to know that we are doing our best for our clients.
And you are.
Caregivers.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will highly recommend you to others. All right, well, I'll let you go. I'm going to go take Bob some coffee and see what he wants for breakfast. He's up in his chair about 30 minutes or so ago. He finally got up, so. I'm glad he's not an early riser. I love this. We're getting on each other's schedules. It's good.
Okay, Dorothy, enjoy your day and enjoy your coffee.
Thank you very much. I will, and you too.
Take care. Bye-bye.